We're back at the Fountain County Fair in Indiana with the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio in WITY. I'm Brennan Easter, and if there's one thing that I like about fairs, it's some of the food and drinks. And as I was looking for something, there was a stand that caught my eye, the Sody Pop stand. And I have Alexis here with me who works at it. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So, Sody Pop.
Yes.
So walk me through how it started.
In all honesty, I just kind of saw a couple people out of state doing it on TikTok, and I'm a teacher. And so I was looking kind of for something fun to do during the summer as like a little side hustle. And so I have a love for Diet Coke. And it all just kind of made sense to me. Like, why not take a Diet Coke or anybody else's favorite beverage and put some fun stuff in it and give them a refreshing drink?
I was looking at the menus and there were some very creative combinations going on.
Yeah.
Is this just stuff that you experimented with and found over time? Or is this something maybe you were told to do? Or
I think it's kind of a combination of both. I definitely kind of put a few of my favorite things together and just kind of tested them out and tried them out in my kitchen with my husband, making him try all the different combinations. But I think there's definitely some out there that are a little bit more on the popular side, I guess you could say, that you would see from other soda businesses like Swig, or I know there's a couple other ones here in the state of Indiana that I think we kind of bounce off of each other sometimes, but nobody knows the exact recipe. So once again, it's just kind of one of those test and play until you figure out a good combination.
And honestly, one of the best parts about stands like these is the variance, because no two drinks are ever going to be the same, right?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, sometimes if I'm making it versus my friend Shai's over there right now, if I accidentally do a little bit more of one than the other, she does it a little bit different. So yeah, I try to get them to be exactly the same every single time, but there can be some variation from time to time.
It gives it a little bit of a personal touch to
yeah.
Makes it feel like this is my drink. I got it made specially for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You can add in a lot of different things, whether it's I got different flavors of boba. So that's where, you know, you could get like your typical Dr. Raz, which is like your Dr. Pepper and your raspberry syrup with some sort of cream. But if you are somebody that likes boba, you can add strawberry boba, peach boba. If you want marshmallow fluff, that's a really big popular thing. So definitely can customize your own drinks.
That was something that did catch my eye when I was looking at the menu, is the marshmallow fluff.
Yes.
Where did that originate from?
Honestly, I follow a girl on TikTok and she had started it and she lined her cups with it. And I was like, no way, that is so cool. And just kind of adds a little extra sweetness. And I'm a big sweets person. So I just kind of got a little bottle and I drizzle it all in there. And plus it makes it look really cool too. So
I would certainly agree with that. Just again, appearance does help, but also helping it with the flavor, that's
yeah.
Just kind of like a win-win situation.
Yeah.
Do you have a personal favorite drink mix that you have? Or
I really, if we're talking like, are we talking the sodas or the energy drinks or both?
We can do both.
I would say probably on the soda side, I definitely really like the Orange Dream. So if you like a creamsicle, it tastes just like a creamsicle. Or the, it's called the Coda Bear, which is root beer, but there's toasted marshmallow in it. So it ends up tasting like a root beer float. And then the energy drinks, my favorite is probably the Cotton Candy Craze, which is the new Alani new that just came out. So it's the Cotton Candy Alani with blue raspberry syrup and vanilla creamer. It's super good.
Well, you were talking about that root beer float flavored one, and that sounded very refreshing. I might have to purchase one from you once we're done with this interview as a thank you, per se.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's really, really good. It's definitely a kid favorite one as well.
Do you set the stand up anywhere else or just here in Fountain County? Or?
So I'm actually based out of Lafayette. I just do the farmer's market down there. I've done a couple private events, so graduation parties I've done, and then I've done a couple other small little pop-up events. I just got done with the Fowler Festival for 4th of July, and then I got this gig, which was super sudden and awesome that I could even get in last minute. So it's taken me wherever. I'm not secluded just to Lafayette right now.
Well, it sounds like this has got to be one of the best side hustles out there.
I do really enjoy it. It's super fun. It seems really easy. There is a little bit of the method to the madness, but no, I definitely love it. I love getting to interact with people. Being a teacher, obviously, I thoroughly enjoy that. So it's something fun and exciting to do on the weekends or during the week.
And putting smiles on kids' faces is always worth it in the end, right?
Oh, absolutely. And people going, oh, okay, that's really good. And then gives you that little, you know, warm and fuzzy inside. You're like, okay, this is working. Like, people actually like this. And that makes me feel like it's worth it.
Especially looking at some of the combinations that were on the menu. At first glance, you have to do a double take. Like,
yeah.
Does this really go in the same drink? But I'm sure
yeah.
That all of these are handcrafted, hand-tested
yes.
For better and for worse.
Yeah.
And
yes, they're not,
at the end, yeah. And at the end of the day, they sell, and they're delicious, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They're super, super yummy. So,
thank you so much for talking to me. This was a pleasure.
Of course. Thank you.
And be sure to stay tuned right here on WI2 Life for continued coverage of the Fountain County Fair.